So the other day, we're listening to Tom Segura and his wife's podcast, and I forget the comedian he had on, but he asked him the most, like, fucked up sexual experience he's ever had. And he said he went out with this girl, and they meet at the bar, and they go back to the house, and they're making out, hooking up and stuff. And it's like the first time they're having sex, and he goes to reach down her pants. She goes, "I'm different." And he's like, "Are you a man?" And she's like, "No, I'm not a man, but I'm just different." He was like, "Well, what does that mean? What am I gonna find down here?" This guy's thinking,
"Jesus Christ!"
And he reaches down there, and turns out she has two sides to her vagina.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like there's skin down the middle. It's like a thin piece of skin that connects all the way to the bottom, but both sides go to the same place. But there's two different sides to her vagina.
So she has two vaginas, effectively.
Effectively.
It's kind of awesome.
Tom was like, "So if you came in one side, would it come out the other?" I think he said yes.
Oh, Christ, what the fuck? Oh, Jesus. What the hell? All right, well.
But decent show if you want to listen to that one, too.
Well, welcome to the show, guys.
No rivalries here.
No, man.
We're not in that league anyway, but...
No, I would never be a rival to another podcast anyway. If a podcast is good stuff, man, I'm all about them.
Oh, yeah. So you're just back from Maine.
I am. One of the
greatest states in this great country here.
Absolutely. Maine, I was up at Sunday River. Spent the weekend up there with my girl, Katie. And, dude, it was awesome. Awesome. It's so nice being away from society and being away from people. Like,
Maine's so quiet. Maine's the best place to get away to.
So beautiful. Like, we went hiking. Awesome hike. Hard hike. Like, it was difficult, man. There was a lot of, like, really, really... It's a goddamn mountain. Yeah. So it's, like, very, steep uphill parts. And, but, I mean, we got through it, and... It took us a while, but, you know, we get up to the view.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, man. You get up there, and it's just like, holy shit. And
the what was the elevation up there, did they say?
I'm not sure. I'll look it up. I'm not sure. But...
What was the name of the mountain?
White... something? It's... I don't know. If you look up Sunday River and... it has the names of all the ski trails. Mm-hmm. There's like White something. That's the one. It's the highest one there.
Makes sense.
What I said to Katie too, what I love about it is the view from up there. It's like you only get that if you're gonna make that hike. Like the gondolas and stuff are off. You can't take those up there. You know what I mean? It's like you gotta hike up there if you want that view.
It's one of the best parts of hiking, dude. You work for something so hard, and then you get that reward at the end. It's fantastic. Even though it's not the end, you got to walk down to.
Okay, so speaking of the walk down, hike up, gorgeous weather. Perfect. Literally perfect hiking weather. It was like 69 degrees.
Were there sunny. Bugs where you guys were? Was it shitty?
No, that's not great. At all.
Oh, man.
But we, the hike up, gorgeous. We were exhausted, and we were like, well, let's take the quickest route down. And obviously, since it's a ski trail, you can go straight down the ski trail and not have to go back through the woods and stuff.
Sure, yeah.
So we start doing that. The only problem being that it is super steep, and the vegetation is super high. Like, way higher than we realized. And then it started pouring. Thunderstorms, and we're slipping and sliding and falling down this hill. You should have seen it. You would have been dying.
That's awesome. I love shit like that.
We had a blast. We said it, we were like, this was way more fun that happened. Like, than if it was just a calm hike down. Like, it was hilarious. I was sliding down the mountain on my ass. It was like, I slammed my fucking balls off like 12,000 rocks. Because I slid down on my ass.
That's terrible.
And
I
was just like sliding.
Like,
boom!
I know the feeling you're talking about, too. It's awful. But yeah. Yeah, hikes up in Maine, New Hampshire, they say those are some of the toughest hikes you'll do just because of the the Northern Appalachians there are so sporadic. They're just fucking
all over the place.
Just straight up.
No, it was a blast. We were saying that you and Amanda got to come up there, man. Like, we should all go up there together.
I'd love to. I mean, okay. I was just up in Rangeley, which is probably... Where's Sunday River? Is that near the coast, or is it...
Bethel and Newry.
Somewhere in the middle or something?
I think it's, like, middle north. I don't know, it takes 4 hours to get there.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so we were up in Rangeley, and that's more, like, middle west, kind of.
Okay.
So, because it's only like you can get to the Canadian border in like an hour, maybe a little over an hour from where we were.
I'm not sure how far we were from the Canadian border.
But there's like border patrol around there and stuff like that. They patrol the towns and stuff because they don't have that many cops. You know,
right. So,
which is awesome. There's only like two cops for the whole town.
Well, I was about to say, we're up there. First off, there's no cops. It's just the sheriff's department with like a couple of deputies. I saw one sheriff's department vehicle the entire time I was up there. One. And there's no stoplights either.
Oh, yeah?
Like, that's how, like, it's pretty remote. Like, not, like, stupidly remote,
actually,
but it's
come
just,
to
like,
think of it, there's not many stoplights where I was either.
You're driving 60 pretty much the entire time.
Right.
Driving around. It's awesome. But, like, you know, they got the hot tub there, pool
people
and everything.
People from Maine are crazy, too. If you're going, like, 50 down one of their back roads or something like that, they don't care if it's double lines. They'll just fly by you. Yeah.
Well, they know the roads, too, you know.
Yeah, they know what they do.
They're comfortable with it, whereas, you know, I'd say, I mean, you're both pretty good drivers, but if you don't know the roads that well, it's like, I'm not going to go 65 down the side streets. Like, I don't know what the hell.
Yeah, because you're going on mountainsides and shit like that and fucking...
Fly off the mountain.
You'll go around a corner and...
there goes the Wrangler.
Yeah, and everything else in it.
Yeah, and everything else in it, including you.
Including me.
Went kayaking.
Nice. I love kayaking. It was great.
Absolute blast, man. We did 10 miles. It was a good time, man. Absolute blast.
Nice.
Food, awesome. We always go to the Sunday River Brew House, which is a restaurant, bar, and a brewery.
Mm-hmm.
They make some great beers. Excellent beers, man.
Is there a lot of people up there when you were there?
A surprisingly large amount for what it was. Because, like, it's a ski town. You know what I mean? Okay. It's a whole, like... The only time they're really super busy is when there's snow. Because then it's packed up there. Like, packed. It's crazy up there. But for it being the middle of the summer, there's a fair amount of people. Both at the hotel, at the restaurants we were going, a decent amount of people. which made it kind of nice. Because... the past few times me and Katie have gone up there, it's been pretty dead. Been really quiet, which is nice at the same time. But it's kind of cool to go up there and see a little more life, you know? It's just like, oh, wow. Like, it's kind of cool seeing the place alive, you know what I mean? But,
Maine's fucking great, man.
I love Maine. I really do. God damn.
Me and Ben, when we went up, we had a similar hike. It was fucking hard. We didn't get hit with rain or anything, but the bugs were awful on the fucking trail. We must have just been there like a bad week for mosquitoes or something like that. But the hike itself was fantastic. We saw the entire hike. We didn't see one person till we were on the way down, like near the top. And they could have come from a different trail. Like, the trail the entire way was no more than like 3 feet wide.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's how it was for me.
Oh, dude, like, it's great. Like, you go around here and there's like the trails are all like huge.
Oh no,
10
like,
feet wide.
Like, for example, the one me and Katie were doing, you're in the woods. Like, it's not even really a trail. It's just kind of like, oh, you can tell this is the beaten path.
That's the beaten path.
That's
exactly.
It. It's not a trail.
but it was great. Yeah.
We saw one group of people with their dogs, and that was it.
Yeah.
And the dogs were awesome. Two golden retrievers ran right up to us, wicked friendly.
Nice.
And, I did that, did kayaking, got a couple flights of beer, so all the different samples of the beers at the brew house.
Oh, I love getting flights of beer.
I love it, man, and it's just good. It's good stuff. We had a great time. I flipped over my kayak.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you freak out?
Your
feet get stuck in there?
No, it wasn't even really my fault. You know how sometimes people are stupid and they'll flip themselves by accident? We had pulled up onto a little island or beachhead to, we were going to have lunch. And we did and everything, and then we were getting back in the water. And I pushed myself off from the shore.
Yeah.
And the paddle got stuck in the sand. So I'm drifting back, and I'm trying to pull the paddle out, and I can't get it out.
Yeah.
And then I'm too far back, and I can't. Paddle's out of my reach.
Yeah.
So now I'm just drifting into the middle of the lake without my paddle. And I was like, well, I gotta get out. You know what I mean? I was like, I gotta go get the paddle. I can't. So I tried to... I was still in the shallow. I was like super shallow. I could easily stand up. And I tried to get out of my kayak to go get it, and it flipped over. I was like, fuck. Meanwhile, all the empty beers that were in the back of it fell out, and the family that was... There was some family that was up the ways a little. Definitely thought I was just hammered.
Oh, like, yeah.
All the clinking of all the beer bottles.
That's fantastic.
And me falling over. They were like, oh, look at this fucking
scumbag. Dude, I would have liked to see what fucking some people were saying that were driving by us. So we take the sailboat out on the lake that we go up to, and fucking me and Bennett were talking the night before, and we were like... Let's fucking make a potato gun and shoot potatoes off the sailboat at people.
And that's dope.
So we didn't shoot them at people, but we made the potato gun.
Yeah.
And there's one like small hardware store in town. Mm-hmm. And we were like, we hope they have enough PVC.
They didn't have enough.
So we bought like curved pieces to make the chamber out of, and then our neighbor up there had some old PVC under
laying
his deck.
Around, like, and we were like, grab that?
Can we get a piece of that? And he's like, yeah. He was like, you idiots gonna have that shit.
Yeah, sure. Hey, get some junk out of his...
Dude, this stupid potato gun was shooting them like more than a football field off this boat. It was fucking awesome.
That was fantastic.
And there's like, it was loud. There's people fucking driving by in their boats. They're probably like, what are these idiots doing here? Madison was on the boat with us. She's crying because the thing's going off in her ear. And when I loaded it one time, you have to like load it like a cannon and like shove the potato down there with a stick. I put it on the ground and I didn't notice it was on a foot. And I put the potato in there, and I'm pressing it down, and I'm pressing the whole gun into her foot. And she's like, ah! And I'm like, what? Stop crying. She's like,
meanwhile, you're hurting her.
She's like, you put it on my foot. And I'm like, oh, shit. And, like, I look down. The skin's, like, ripped off the side of her foot. I'm like, oh. Like,
don't tell Mom.
Well, she was right there.
No. Amanda probably laughed.
She was like, oh, that's okay, yeah, James. Sorry, right. I didn't mean it. But she wasn't happy for that trip. But she was crying the whole time. We're laughing, drinking, and shit like that. Like, three of us fell off the boat and then had to get back.
That's fucking great. Telling you, man, we should get the whole crew. We should get the whole crew together.
Go up somewhere
and
up
go up, whether it's Rangeley or...
Tommy has that house up there. We should go there.
Oh, fuck. We should do that. We should plan a weekend.
Yeah.
Even in the winter. I don't care. That'd be,
I'll
it'd
go
be
down
fun.
Winter, fall, whatever.
Yeah. It'd be a great time, man. So on the way up to Sunday River, me and Katie got into some epic debates. Like podcast-worthy debates. We were talking about it earlier. And I was pissed because she didn't want me to record it.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the big things we were talking about was women owning guns and being responsible for their own protection. And a big thing with her was... She said that one of the big reasons why I think a lot of women are kind of turned off is because they don't know anything about it, and they don't feel like they don't feel comfortable having a gun.
Sure, yeah.
And it's like, and I was telling her, I was like, I will teach everyone, all her friends,
yeah,
everyone. I'll give you the full, you know, everything you possibly can learn to be comfortable with it, take the shooting, everything. But yeah, man, I think that's like a major thing is women need to, like, women need guns. Like, I mean, anyone listening, you guys know that I'm a constitutionalist Second Amendment guy.
Yeah.
My belief is that pretty much every gun law is unconstitutional because,
right,
you know, it literally says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Yeah. That's the most important part, is the end of it. But yeah, I that's basically what we're getting into, that women need to have guns. They're smaller. I was saying they're smaller, women are smaller than men, they're slower than men, and they're not as strong as men.
Yeah. So it's biologically, all that stuff is true. And they're a target. They're always a target for those reasons, and obviously sexual reasons, of course.
Yeah, you have something that psychotic men want.
Yeah.
Like, and it's...
Or they're just... They see someone and...
Not even just, like, see, the sexual thing, but also just robbery.
They're easier to take advantage of.
I was going
to
say...
Especially, they're not going to... I mean, yeah, there's those exceptional women that are like, bodybuilders and or whatever, and they're wicked athletic. Yeah,
they do MMA and all sorts of stuff like that. But
a guy that's a predator is not going to pick that woman. He's going to pick the weak link of the group, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But, like, even as far as, like, if you were gonna mug someone, you see a guy come out of somewhere and a girl, who are you going after? If you're gonna mug someone.
Well, obviously, you go for the girl.
She's smaller.
Because you don't want to get in an altercation. You want to take what you want and
get the hell out of there. Yeah. You're trying to move. And, but yeah, man, like, what's your opinion on that? Because I know you're like, a pro-gun guy.
Yeah.
So, like, what's your thing that's, like... Like, have you and Amanda ever talked about it?
Amanda would love to have a gun. I don't know that she would carry it on her. I'm not sure. I mean, I would love her to. I don't think she can bring it to the hospital. If she's a nurse, so I don't know if they let her do that, which is stupid.
No one would know.
That's true. No one would know.
Keep it in your bag. It's concealed.
But it's against policy. So, like...
Well, I understand that.
Even if, like...
I'm pretty sure anyone works says you can't.
See,
have
here's
firearms.
The thing. I bet you if this happened in Massachusetts, like... Say it's her. And, like, something happens in the hospital where, like... Her or some other nurse or somebody is severely threatened in the hospital and she pulls the gun out. And even if she doesn't fire it, it stops the situation immediately, right?
Oh, she'll lose her job.
She'll lose her job,
yeah,
right?
She'd get fired.
Even if she saves someone's life.
Oh, yeah. It could even be where, say, she did fire. Like, say some a psych patient got out of his room and was pummeling a nurse's face in.
Yeah.
Like, just wailing on
him. Yeah, and if he had, like, a scalpel or something
him,
like that.
Yeah. Or even just his hands. Whatever, yeah. Hands, scalpel, a chair.
Yeah, anything.
An IV.
Yeah.
You know, he's just destroying, like, a doctor or a nurse or something. If Amanda shot him in the back or something, it's like, yeah, obviously, like, whoever she saved would probably be very happy, as would probably most of the staff.
She would lose her job.
But she'd probably lose her job.
She'd probably have trouble finding a job.
Probably have trouble finding a job. Unless you found, you know, unless there was some hospital where the person who was in charge of hiring... happen to be, you know, not have a problem with it at all and be like, oh yeah, you saved someone. They'd probably just say, I understand it, you did a great thing, just don't bring your gun in here if we hire you.
Yeah.
That's all it would be.
Right. Which is stupid. Like,
same thing could happen with a current employer.
Right.
You know what I mean? They could be like, you know that we have a policy against that. You know, we understand that you saved someone. Like, not denying that. It's just, you know, moving forward, don't have your gun on.
And, going into that a little more. This goes away from women a little bit, but just makes me think of it. Because I'm going through all my... I got a new job. I'm going through all the stuff today online, all the different modules and stuff. And
Are you going to be by yourself a lot?
Yeah. Yeah. So
probably carry a gun.
So this is the thing. It said you can't carry a gun on in company... I'm never going to know. But in company vehicles, company property, all this stuff. And then later on, they had like a safety module, and it talked about if you were to get robbed... with someone that has a gun. It's like, well, you're saying I can't have one, but you're
recognizing that I could get attacked.
You're recognizing I could get attacked. And it's just silly, because it's like, all right, why don't you want someone that you're employing to have a gun? Because if you trust them as an employee, like, you're employing them, you think they're a good person, they're going to do things for your company.
You liked them in the interview, that you thought they were an intelligent person, they could do the job, and you...
What's the big deal if they need to defend themselves? You know,
yeah, right? Like, you want them to get hurt? Yeah. Jesus, like... And that's the thing. The majority of the time, people with guns, when they end up, you know, using them in self-defense, a majority of the time, they don't even fire.
Well,
it's just the showing that you have the weapon,
right,
most of the time diffuses a threatening situation. Because most of the time, it's literally a mugging. Most of the time, it's a mugging. Mm-hmm. It's someone trying to rob somebody.
Right.
And you pull a gun on them, they're not trying to get killed. They were trying to steal your wallet or your jewelry or something. They're not trying to fight you.
Half the people that are mugging somebody don't even have a knife on them.
No. They just come at you.
Yeah.
And especially if they're robbing women, which I think probably happens more than robbing men. I feel like if they're robbing men, they probably have a weapon.
Yeah.
But robbing women, it's like you could just push them against the wall.
Yeah.
And be like, give me your bag.
I mean, especially if it's even like a... These people are stupid. They'll rob, like, gas stations are huge targets, right? And guys at gas stations, like, someone will come in, say, give me the money. Mm-hmm. And they'll just look threatening. They usually don't have something on them. But the gas station guy usually just gives them the money. There's cameras everywhere. The police get called. Whatever car they drive up, and they have the license plate. Mm. Those guys are getting pulled up over down the street and then and then going to jail.
Well, that and the other thing with, like, an example like that gas station or, like, a convenience store or something like that. Most of the time, unless it's, like, the guy who's behind the counter at a convenience store or a gas station, if it's, like, not a chain, you know what I mean? It's, like, a family-owned one. The guy behind the counter might own the place, so it is his money.
Yeah.
But when it's, like, a big chain, like, say you go into a 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
It's like, that guy's not going to fight you about the money. It's not his money.
Right.
Why is he going to put his life in
And
danger?
Most of those guys have been robbed before. They give you the money, the police handle it, and fucking...
Yeah, and I think the company probably tells them, just give them the money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's, we don't want you to get hurt, just give them the money, let them get the fuck out of there. Tell them, call the cops. Like,
yeah.
It's like, because, especially with, how much money is in a goddamn draw? In like a 7-Eleven? A few hundred bucks.
Yeah, a couple hundred bucks, you know?
That's it. It's like, that's not worth getting stabbed or shot at. No. Like, Jesus. But, if it is like a family-owned business where it's like, this is literally your money. It's like, this is your business. It's like, I could see you pulling the shotgun out from behind the counter.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I think a lot of them do. I think a lot of convenience store owners.
I think that depends on probably where you are in the country and stuff like that. What type of area it is.
Absolutely.
But yeah, going back to our original point anyway, women should definitely have something to defend themselves. Even if they had a friend like you who was willing to show them and make them comfortable with a gun or something like that. They should have something.
Well, that's the big thing, too.
A knife, a can of pepper spray, a fucking Coubertin or something like that, you know? And they should know how to use it.
One of those collapsible police batons.
Yeah, those.
Which I'm pretty sure are illegal in Massachusetts. Because, you know, the state doesn't want you to protect yourself. A taser or a stun gun. Mm. One of those. The thing is, my thing, and this really is for girls, if you are listening, if you are, say you are, you know, conscious of your security when you go out places, stuff like that, you carry mace or, you know, you carry a taser, or I've seen some girls have they're not brass knuckles, but they're that plastic thing that they can put their hands in. It looks like a cat's head, and the cat's ears are wicked sharp.
Oh, okay,
they can put their knuckles in it, so if someone comes after them. But my thing to you would be this. Ladies, if you're listening, do you really want to be that close to someone who's about to cause you or threaten you? Or, like, you want to get into a hand-to-hand altercation with someone? In that same with that little cat thing, or if they have, what was I going to say? If they have a stun gun or something like that. It's like, stun gun's great. If you hit someone with that, their ass is probably going to go down.
But it's one shot, right, most of the time?
Well, I think you're talking about the taser, the thing you shoot with.
The taser,
That's a taser.
Yeah.
The stun gun's like the handle that
has a little
lightning thing. Again, you want to get that close to someone? What if he takes it out of your hand and uses it on you? You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. You got to know how to use
it. That's the thing. Yeah. And that's what Katie was saying, too. She was like, you need to be comfortable with it.
But that's the thing.
If you don't know how to use it, it becomes possible that they could take it from you.
So here's what I was going to say, going into that more. Even some of that stuff, like that thing with the cat ears or whatever.
Yeah.
I guarantee that's not legal. Because it has a sharp edge on it. Think about it.
I don't know. It's made out of plastic.
Still. It could be carbon fiber. Fucking, it'll break skin for sure.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you can carry a knife on you.
Most things with an edge, there's certain, like, Coubertins with spikes on them that can't carry. You can't carry brass knuckles.
Yeah. Why are brass knuckles illegal?
I don't know.
That'd be a great self-defense thing to have on you.
Because, I don't know, maybe because they're so deadly. But, I mean, that's good. Well, that's the reason.
Yeah,
they're a self-defense tool. But
you crack someone in the head with brass knuckles, they're fucked up.
Yeah,
if
but
you
a lot
have
of
some power, man.
But a lot of things with sharp edges on them, they'll get... If the police, like, goes through your bag or something, they'll confiscate it from you. But if you have a gun license,
they're not going to take it.
They can't take that from you.
They're just going to ask if they can see your license.
Right.
That's all.
It's more efficient to have that. And in Massachusetts, you're going to be trained with it. You have to go to a firearm safety course.
Not to mention, and this, seriously, this is not, if you say you got your gun license, and you buy a handgun, and you're still not super comfortable with it in that type of stressful situation, it's like, you could walk into any gun store, any gun store, and I would bet on this. I'd bet big money on this, that you could walk into any gun store, go up to the people at the counter and ask them, tell them. Be like, hey, I just got my gun license, and I just bought my gun, but I'm not, like, super confident in using it to protect myself yet. You know, it, like, if you ask them, can any of you guys help me?
I'm sure
they'll help you.
Like, most gun stores have a shooting range you can go into.
A lot of them have shooting ranges. A lot of them, and a lot of them just know they're usually friendly with any local shooting ranges. They'd probably be happy to help. Set up a training thing for you.
They get to go shoot for a minute if you ask them to do that.
Some of them might charge you, obviously, but I'm sure there's a lot of them that would be like, oh yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? They'd probably have you buy the ammo from them. You know what I mean? They'd be like, oh yeah, just buy this and like we can set something up. We'll take you over to their range.
Right.
Like
that's their job. They probably like to do it. If they work in a gun store.
If you work in a gun store, you probably like guns a lot. Also,
there's probably only a few people working at most of them. Like one of them's probably the owner there or something like that too. Most of them are smaller.
Most of them, yeah.
There's some bigger ones.
You should shop.
Yeah.
When you're buying guns, you should go to small family owned businesses. Also the prices are better, usually in my experience. Because, like, you can go to, like, Bass Pro, stuff like that, Cabela's, stores like that, they sell guns, too. But, you know, that's just it. It's, like, those guys aren't, it's a chain store, I guess would be the word.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Like, I think where you get the deals with them, I mean, I'm sure they have, like, one or two guns that are on sale that are a good deal at a time.
Oh, sure,
and the rest,
yeah.
I mean, they sell all top-of-the-line stuff.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And most of it's for hunting or, like, defense or whatever. They do have some, like, collector guns they carry there and stuff like that, which might have a good price on them or whatever. But yeah.
Okay. It's just, I don't know, like, there's always some, like, you just got to be willing to ask for help. That's the biggest thing, man. And also, like, have you've been in gun stores, right? Mm. You know?
I think I went with you one time.
They're the nicest people.
I went with you. We got some ammo one time before.
Hunter's Trading Post. In Weymouth? Shout out Hunter's Trading Post. They actually moved.
Yeah. But
I think they're still in Weymouth.
I've been there. Right? I mean, I've been to Bass Pro 1,000 times. It's basically a gun store. You walk over in that corner of the store.
They're wicked nice.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. There's this, like, stereotype thing from the media that, like, gun owners are hicks and they're, like, mean. Dude, gun owners are by
far... anyway.
Like, one, they could be anyone, but, like... Like, at least in my interaction, most people, especially if you're at, like, a gun range, stuff like that, people are very friendly. They're very respectful. They're very friendly. And that's the other. They're all law-abiding citizens. That's how they got their guns. So you know there's probably not anyone there who's, like, a complete piece of shit.
Yeah, you're not going to, like, well, I guess it could have, but you're most likely not going to go out to the range and get shot. You're going to go there, have a conversation with the guy that's shooting next to you or something like that.
Right after I got my, I didn't have my gun license yet. I went with my... I went with my dad. We were shooting at a plinking range. He just had a 357 Magnum, a Ruger. And the guy a couple stalls over from us was shooting an AK. And he saw me looking at the AK, and he was like, oh, do you want to shoot it? And I was like, yeah, hell yeah, man, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Wicked friendly. He was showing me how to load it. He was, you know, giving me a quick rundown of how to operate it. And it was awesome. It was fun.
Because that's
wicked
probably
nice guy. Like,
that's probably more fun for him than just going down there and firing off a couple rounds by himself.
To shoot someone, Like, people are they're nice people, man. For the most part, most gun owners are nice people.
Right.
And most of them are very willing to help you. If someone has questions about guns, most gun owners are very willing to answer your questions. And if they have the opportunity or the time to show you a little about it.
But that's
just
the thing. If they're not and they're doing their own thing, they'll go to a range where there's enough space where they'll be off by themselves. They don't want to bother you. They don't want to be bothered or something
Like,
you know.
But, yeah. That's the biggest thing, ladies. If you want to protect yourself, gun's the way to go.
Right.
It's the great equalizer, man.
Yeah.
I remember somebody
especially for a woman, too. I mean, you have a much greater chance if you ever need to pull that weapon out. If you're a woman and you pull it out and you end up going to court because of it, you have a much greater chance than a man of winning the trial for whatever reason.
Especially in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, no, it's, you know, it's just, if you seriously want to protect yourself, well, that's it. And people also, this is another thing. Women think that, like, when they don't know about guns, women who aren't familiar with guns, I think there's this misconception that, like, you know, I'm going to drop it when I fight. Like, they think they're super powerful. And it's like, you could literally just get a .22. It's the smallest caliber.
Yeah.
Smallest common caliber that I'm aware of. And it's like, it's small. There's barely any recoil on it. So you're going to be able to shoot accurately, comfortably. Yeah. You're not going to worry about the gun flying out of your hand or anything like that.
Right.
And you can get guns that are the size of, like...
They can fit in the palm of your hand.
Yeah, they can literally fit in the palm of your hand.
Yeah.
You could close your hand around it.
Yeah.
Like, you can get very small guns. That's the other thing, because a lot of girls can say, oh, well, you know, most women's clothing is tight.
Yeah.
It's form-fitting, most women's clothing. So it's like, oh, well, how would I conceal it? And it's like, they literally sell these things small that you can put it in your pocket.
Yeah.
In your pocket. Most girls carry little clutch bags and stuff like that.
My buddy he got his wife a wedding present, and he got her a Glock. It was like a mini Glock, and he put it in his hand. He showed me. It's like this. It fits from his, like...
So it's like 4 inches.
Yeah, it fits from his, like, his index finger to the opposite side of his palm.
Yeah.
And it's wicked small and concise. And
easily concealed.
Yeah.
And again, most girls carry bags.
And you just put it in your bag.
Easily keep it in your bag.
In your bag.
You know, and the big thing you brought up is, it's legal. You're never going to get fucked over by having it on you.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, too. People also have this fear. They're like, oh, well, what if I go somewhere I'm not supposed to with a gun? It's like, they just tell you to leave.
Yeah, they're not going to take your gun. They're just going to tell you can't come in.
Dude, I walked into City Hall once with my gun on me by accident.
Yeah.
Like, all the cops and stuff that work there. I'm pretty sure they're cops that do the security right there.
Do the cops or rangers? Seal.
And, I went through the metal detector. And, as you know, I had it in my bag. And, you know, my bag went through the thing. Mm-hmm. And they were like, is that a gun in your bag? And I was like, oh, shit, yeah. I was like, yeah, it is. You know, and I showed them my license and everything. And they were like, oh, okay. They're like, you know, you can't bring that in here, right? And I was like, oh, I'm just trying to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
I was like, can I leave it up here with you guys for like 2 minutes while I just run and take a piss?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, that's fine. Okay. Like, they're not psychopaths.
Yeah.
Like, people have this, like, freaky thing where they think, oh, like, you know, like, and oh, well, what if someone sees my gun? It's like, okay, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, if they see your gun and freak out and call the cops.
Literally nothing's going to happen.
Nothing happens.
Nothing is going to happen. Literally, like, it was already decided by the Supreme Court of Massachusetts. You cannot get in trouble if your weapon scares someone. Like, the sight of it. Like, if you have your gun on your hip and someone freaks out and calls the cops, you cannot be reprimanded. There was already a case about it a few years ago that the Supreme Court ended up ruling on, saying that, nope, you didn't do anything wrong. You're a law. Not to mention, open carry's legal in Massachusetts. If you really wanted to, you can open carry.
Huh. I actually didn't know that. I thought it was all concealed carry.
No, you can open carry in Mass. It's just, you know, most people don't, because if, say someone's going to do something bad,
you're a target.
If they see, yeah, you're a target. Yeah. Like, because your gun's exposed. They know that it's like, well, if I'm going to start shooting people or stabbing someone or whatever, it's like, you're the first one they're going for. Because you're the one who's armed. But yeah, no, so... Yeah, ladies, if you have any questions, message the podcast on Facebook.
Yeah.
Happy to help you.
Absolutely.
What else do we want to talk about today?
What should we go into next?
Maybe the energy stuff.
Cool. All right. So we talked a little bit about this before on another podcast.
In a previous podcast, we talked about... Oh, you're talking about climate change or something, and this came up, or
I think it might have been during the debate we were talking about a little bit.
That's the least listened to episode we have.
No, it was a shitty episode.
It was the bad sound.
Bad sound quality. Sucks because it was a great talk. But anyway, There'll be other debates we can review. But yeah, there's always stuff coming up about climate change, especially with all the Democrats running right now. That's one of their biggest sell points, you know. But there's a huge push for wind and solar. Is massive. And at the same time, there's a movement going on for a lot of nuclear plants to close down.
Yeah, which is absurd.
I think they're gonna try and close like one every few years or something.
One in Plymouth closed down.
Right, the one in Plymouth closed down. That one wasn't active. That was in either New Bedford or Fall River or something like that.
Random interjection.
Yeah.
Because you imagine Fall River.
Yeah.
You ever been to Battleship Cove?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Dude, it's unbelievable.
It's fantastic.
Unreal. Going in there, all the World War II memorabilia. Obviously, just the warships themselves are wicked cool.
They have wicked cool stuff on there. They actually have a lot of Nazi memorabilia on one of the ships.
Like,
they had
crazy, like, I was like walking war through, trophies.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, it's war trophies. That's exactly what
stuff U.S. soldiers took.
Right?
Like, one of them is a big Nazi flag.
They had, like, full uniforms of them and stuff. And I walked by one display case, and I see, you know, it catches everybody's eye. You see the swastika, and you're like, oh, shit. And you're like, Jesus. Oh, fuck it.
Yeah. And then, like, you read the little placard, and it's like, oh, like, this was taken by whatever unit, like, some U.S. soldiers.
Right.
Like, after they took over a Nazi ship or something. They beat them, and they ended up taking it, and all that stuff. Like, there are, like, Nazi flags in there and stuff that are kind of beat up a little and torn up. And it's like, oh, like, this was the flag that was flying on whatever Kriegsmarine something
yeah.
that they took off the ship
right.
and they sank it.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of awesome.
That's
like,
awesome,
that
right?
is an awesome war trophy.
Exactly, man.
Like, fuck you fucking Nazis. Steal the flag.
Steal the flag.
That's
take
dope.
A guy's uniform off his back.
Give us your clothes.
Give us those.
What?
Oh, let me get that sword, man. Yeah. That thing's dope.
Oh, my God, dude. I'd be robbing Nazis left and right. But,
But yeah.
Anyways.
But you can actually see it from Battleship Cove. But they the big smokestacks they have, the massive looking ones, they demolished those. They blew them up and they took them down, you know.
Yeah.
Awesome video if you guys want to look that up, see those things coming down. It was cool. But I've been looking into it, and nuclear power actually has a lot less, like, environmental repercussions than solar or wind, which and most people don't think of. Like, they think nuclear, they get all scared because of bombs.
Yeah, they think of a nuclear bomb.
They think of bombs.
And they think of Chernobyl.
They think of Chernobyl. And
most recently, Fukushima.
Yeah.
It was in Japan, right?
In Japan.
Yeah.
And even the one in Japan, they're like, no one was killed.
No, no one died.
The environmental impact was very little. You could test for it. I guess they could test for the radiation, and you could find it in a lot of areas.
Yeah, there was a leak at a nuclear power plant.
But it didn't affect the wildlife or the environment that bad.
And for anyone who's listening, who's like, well, what does that bad mean? Listen, Sako's a environmentalist nut. He is a tree, okay? Like,
I've been trying to look. I don't want to look into it more. I mean, I don't know everything about this,
right.
But, like, I'd like to know more about it. If someone wants to question me on it, go ahead.
Well, that's something, too. If you disagree with us, tell us.
Yeah. Like, please.
We're just a couple assholes, all right? Like, we're not scientists.
But, like, when it comes to solar or wind, the materials they use to make solar panels, extremely bad.
Well, not to
mine and stuff like that.
I was about to say, I don't think people understand, like, they think solar panels just come out of thin air.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know that you have to mine to get all the materials that make those. And
there's,
like,
a lot of rare metals that go into them.
Yeah.
And there's ones that are cleaner than other ones, but I don't know. I don't know.
And they're probably way more expensive.
They're
way
more expensive.
Yeah.
Way more expensive. And the
wind turbines.
The wind turbines, the wind farms, like in Texas and stuff like that, they kill, like, millions of birds.
Yeah, they literally are, like,
millions.
They destroy entire populations of birds.
Yeah.
That's not a joke. Like, they actually do.
Yeah, like, you can go underneath. There's pictures of the dead birds underneath them. There's, like, piles of them. They're scattered across the... It's pretty sad.
I was like, that's fucking sad.
It's pretty sad, man. Like,
Jesus, if I walk
birds over, flying like, north to go fucking mate. He's like, I'm gonna get laid, and he gets fucking nailed
by this fucking giant propeller thing. Like, God. And that's where it comes up, though. Like, nuclear energy is... And that's the other thing, too. Nuclear energy is limitless. Yeah. Like, it's a limitless power source.
Yeah.
And... Like, yeah, oh my God.
There's not, I mean, obviously there's no carbon emissions with solar or,
right.
Except for the mining part of it, of course. There's tons of emissions with that.
I was like, yeah, you gotta destroy a lot of shit to get those solar.
And I'm sure there's some with nuclear and stuff, but it's not as much. Even the smoke that comes out of the stacks and stuff like that, I don't think there's, like, a lot of carbon coming out of there. I think that the cleaning process is much cleaner than burning coal, obviously. Mm-hmm. And
I've always read that nuclear power plants are the cleanest renewable energy.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't emit a ton. And not only that, but, like, it powers a ton. Mm-hmm. Like, nuclear power is powerful. Like, it actually is. It's much more... You can power way more things than with solar or wind.
Right. Like, and one of the main concerns is, like, people that live close to them don't want them.
Of course, and that's understandable, so...
But it's very rare that something happens. If something does, the facts show that it's not that detrimental to the area. Like, it's not a massive explosion. Like, there's no mushroom cloud if that happens. There's it's not a nuclear...
People think of a nuclear bomb.
It's not a nuclear bomb going off. People aren't dying. Yeah. Like,
I think when people think of Chernobyl, they think that, like, a bomb went off. That's not what happened.
They'll get... There might be a few, like, I don't know, 100 people or something like that might get radiation poisoning. But, like, the odds that something goes wrong is really low.
Yeah, they're incredibly slim chances.
Not
to mention, with the few times where there have been problems with nuclear power plants... You think that the guys who are running them aren't, like, on their fucking shit? They're not on the A game. They don't study what went wrong.
Yeah.
With other plants and be like, oh, okay, like, we can make sure that doesn't happen again. Like, it's just it's.
Not to mention, they take up less land than a solar farm or a wind farm would.
Yep.
And everybody's concerned. A lot of people that know about it, they're concerned about the waste because it doesn't break down. It's going to take, I don't know.
Like, I think it takes, like, thousands of years.
Yeah, like, 10,000 plus years for the stuff to break down. But I was watching a video, and some guy was saying that he was like, all the, like, nuclear waste that we would build up for the entire United States wouldn't take up more space than a football field for the entire history of, like, humans in the United States. Yeah. And it's just stored underground. It's protected, obviously.
That's the other thing, too. I think people think that they're sticking barrels of toxic waste underground. No, they're, like, in super enclosed, vacuum-sealed cases and shit. Like, it's not getting out.
And it could release radiation, but I think it's used up at that point. You can't make a bomb out of it or something like that. If someone wanted to try and steal it, it's useless. It's useless. It's just poisonous.
Yeah, so it's like, don't roll around in it.
But it's contained. And so it's like, why would anybody try and go for it? What are they, you know?
Or if anything, if you want to be really eco-friendly and recycle, you could use it, fill, I don't know, warheads with it or something, and just have them on standby. If we ever go into a crazy nuclear war, or not nuclear war, world war with someone, shoot missiles that have nuclear waste in them at their warships or something. Mm-hmm. Like, makes it a much more dangerous weapon. You know what I mean? You're shooting nuclear waste at people, like...
Thing is, even like, then someone's gonna say, it's gonna cause all this radiation poisoning and stuff like that. But the thing is, even so, we wouldn't even do that.
Yeah, no,
nobody would happen. Nobody would ever do that.
It would be stored underground,
especially the United States doesn't use chemical warfare.
No, we're not about it.
Yeah,
have we ever used chemical warfare? Has the United States ever used chemical warfare? Like, ever?
Like, World War One, probably. You know,
did we?
Mustard gas or something like that.
Did we use that?
I don't know.
Like, I know the Germans and the Brits and all them were shooting each other, but, like, that's a good question. We're going to have to look into that.
I want
to
know that, actually.
It's like, I don't know if the U.S. military has ever used chemical weapons.
at some point we had to have. Even if it was, I mean, I'm sure if it was back in the day.
Hold on.
It was probably.
Well, I was about to say, hold on. Vietnam. Agent Orange. Mm. Does that count? That counts, doesn't it? We have to count Agent Orange. It's never, but you know what, though? At the same time, it doesn't count because it was not intended as a weapon. Agent Orange was meant to kill all the foliage so you could see the enemy.
Yeah, so you could see
it wasn't like, we're going to shoot this in here and kill all these people. Like, that literally wasn't what it was for. Mm-hmm. It was literally to wipe out the foliage so that our troops could see. We just didn't realize at the time how badly that was going to poison our troops.
Right, and the poison our troops there. And the people who live
like,
there.
Jesus. Ugh. That's why we shouldn't do shit like that.
No.
Like, how did no one... This stuff will wipe out the forest. If I was in that meeting, I would have been like, guys, this doesn't sound good. If it's going to wipe out the forest and all the vegetation, probably going to have a negative impact on our guys, without a doubt.
Bet you there was somebody sitting down in the meeting like, we could probably just burn the forest down if we wanted to do that.
Yeah,
and someone was probably like,
poison everything.
Fuck you, we have this chemical shit. We're going to use that.
We already paid to develop it. We're using it. I would be like, all right. But, yeah, so... And yeah, that's even if we count Agent Orange, which I don't really count because it wasn't intended as a weapon.
No.
It was meant as a tool.
It hurt our own guys, too, obviously.
Yeah, like that wasn't... It wasn't like when... what was it? Was it Bashar al-Assad and the Syrian government was using nerve gas?
Is that what it was?
On the rebels? Or it might have been nerve gas, mustard gas or something.
Terrible, whatever they were using.
On those rebels that were fighting them. I remember that happened...
Oh, people then, lost their minds.
Yeah, and then Trump launched a bunch of missiles at them, which we shouldn't do. That's a whole other topic. Us getting involved in...
World affairs,
militarily. No, I think, like... I just view the idea of nuclear power plants and nuclear energy, knowing, like, how much you could power using them, and you could get away from, like, using fossil fuels... And protect the environment and stuff like that. I'm like, dude, that's huge. Like,
that's
incredible, man. Like,
so, and it's all because of people's fear of the bombs. Yeah. That's exactly where everything comes from.
People hear the word nuclear and they literally think of a bomb. They think of like Hiroshima, Nagasaki, and it's like, or Chernobyl. Which, by the way, Chernobyl. That's the other thing too. People think, oh, if there's a problem, like people won't be able to live there for thousands of years. The fucking Chernobyl meltdown happened in, what, like the 70s?
Mm-hmm.
Or the 80s? And it's like, nature has completely retaken the city of Chernobyl. Like, animals live there again, and vegetation has come back.
Yeah.
And people can even go in there, like we were talking about earlier.
That's a vacation destination now. People go there to visit.
And, explore the ruins and stuff like that. They say don't go in there for too long, because there's still, elevated levels of radiation, so you shouldn't just... but you don't need, a suit or anything. Like,
no.
You can walk in there.
Yeah.
I think it's something like don't spend more than a day in there or something because you could get sick. And by sick, we're not talking about growing extra limbs and heads and shit. We're talking about they're saying down the road, you could end up with cancer.
Yeah.
From radiation poisoning. And it's like, I swear to God, people have this thing that they think they're going to you got exposed to radiation, you're going to grow extra limbs. And it's like. It's not how it works. This is not... fucking... I'm... As of now, unless I find out a ton of negative shit about nuclear energy, I'm all for it, man.
I'm all for it. I didn't do much research. I watched a few videos, read a couple articles, and I was like, all right, this seems like the most logical thing to do. It's like, we're This harms the least amount of stuff. All right. Yeah.
Not to mention, think about how much wide open empty space we have in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You could easily put nuclear power plants in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
You could put them in what's the name of the desert we have? God, this is embarrassing.
In Arizona or something?
Yeah, what's the actual name of our desert?
I don't even know.
Jesus,
it's been a long time since geography and fucking elementary school or whatever.
What the hell is the desert in the United States called? God, this is bad. I feel like we should know that.
Yeah. Should we pull it up? I'm gonna pull it.
Do you have your phone?
Yeah, let me go get my phone. She's probably asleep. Let me go put her to bed. I'll get my phone. We'll do some information. We'll take a quick break and come back.
All right. Sounds good. So we're back from the break. It is the Mojave Desert.
The Mojave, and then there's four. So there's the Sono Ran, the Chihuahuan, and the Great Basin Desert. And the Mojave is the biggest one.
So we can just throw nuclear power plants out there.
Yeah.
It's in the middle of the desert.
Use nuclear.
Use nuclear.
Use nuclear.
So, I mean, that's all kind of tied into...
You know what else was a cool use for nuclear? In World War II, where they had the nuclear-powered submarines.
I mean, we still have those.
Fucking, they can stay underwater forever.
Yeah, literally forever.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's any, Soviet subs still underwater somewhere.
They don't know the war's over.
They don't know the war ended. The Nazis had... No, they didn't have that. Nuclear technology wasn't invented. Like, they didn't have that, right?
The Nazis?
Yeah.
I mean, they were working on the atomic bomb. No,
working on... Yeah, we stole all their scientists.
Yeah.
But that all kind of ties into the climate change discussion and environmentalist stuff. So something else that is in the news right now... would be the Endangered Species Act revisions by the Trump administration. So people are freaking out right now saying that, basically they're making it so that you can hunt endangered animals now and whatnot, but that's not true. I actually read about it. So everything that's already on the endangered species list or any, threatened, whatever, things that are protected... that's not changing. They changed the law a little bit so that, I guess moving forward, they're going to change the way certain, animals are classified or certain areas are classified for protected environments, protected habitats, stuff like that. But what do you think about that? Because I know you're, a big tree.
I'll have to look into it more. With any of this stuff now, people just start flipping out.
Yeah, they flip out before they read anything.
And, at first glance, I don't like the sound of it either. You know what I mean? It sounds like there's going to be less protection just because Trump's about infrastructure and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. He's,
in business.
So I don't like the sound of it off the bat, but I got to... You have to do your research. You can't just take what people are flipping out about nowadays and fucking... jump on board. You have to figure out why you're against something. What you said with changing the way things are dealt with and stuff like that, it depends on how they're dealt with. I might agree with some of it. I might disagree with some of it. But, there's a lot of stuff that I see that, they're taking a lot of habitat from wolves in the southeast and stuff like that, and that wolf pups are getting killed and taken from their mothers and things like that. And I hate that shit.
Yeah, that pisses me off.
Fucking more so, I just think predators are cool, so I probably resonate with that more. But, I see stuff with that all the time, which sucks because that's one of the bigger problems is when, all the predators get taken out of their environments. And it's been that way since the U.S. was a thing because people don't want their livestock getting attacked or their chickens or whatever it is. And it's like they've ruined the balance, the ecosystem in that way, the way everything flows, because then their prey just skyrockets and then their prey kills all their food because there's too many of them.
Yep.
And then other shit goes out of whack.
That's why if you get rid of all the predators in terms of the animals, you have to increase human hunting.
Yeah.
Human hunting has to skyrocket if you want to maintain the balance of the ecosystem.
Right. Or reintroduce them and just deal with the fact that they're living in your backyard because you're living in their fucking...
Yeah, because, they lived here for a while. Wild animals.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Some people would tell you to fuck yourself. They'd be like, I have kids. I'm not having wolves running around in my fucking backyard. Which I understand, but...
I get that, but if you chose to live in fucking... I don't know. If you chose... Even if it's somewhere in Texas or something like that. A rural area in Texas where there's wolves running around in the desert fucking catching rabbits and stuff like that. You decided to build a farm there. Fucking... Your fucking problem. So, sorry. You gotta live with that shit.
Well, yeah, but so that... The question comes out of that. So... would you say that you'd want the wolves to be like a protected or endangered species?
Yeah.
So definitely should that protected. Farmer not be able to protect his livestock? If there's a wolf on his property killing his livestock, he shouldn't be able to shoot it?
I don't think so, no.
So his animal should just die?
No, I mean, fucking, he's got to get another way to protect it, you know? Fucking get dogs that can deal with the wolves or something like that. Get fucking, I don't know how industrial of a fence you could get for that, for a farm that size or something like that. Build a better fence. Fucking.
What if it's free range? What if it's like free range cattle or free range whatever?
I'd say you need to get animals that will protect your animals, pretty much. Or be out there. I mean, you don't have to kill the wolf, but you can scare it off. You can scare off a pack of wolves. Fucking fire off a couple rounds, they're not, you know.
Yeah, but what about when they get real hungry?
I don't know.
You firing off that couple rounds isn't going to scare them.
Yeah.
Well, it might scare them, but it ain't going to run away.
Right. I don't know. There's only so much you can do, but, like, we're living in this world. We're living a way that nothing else lives.
So if I'm a farmer and you show up, you're Mr. Government Man.
Yeah.
And you say, oh, you can't hurt the wolves if they come on your property.
Yeah.
And then I'm sitting there and a wolf comes on my property and starts ripping one of my sheep apart.
Yeah.
You expect me to not kill that wolf and to sit there and watch my animals be ripped apart? Let's not even talk about just livestock. Say you do have a couple dogs. A wolf is going to kill a dog if it goes one-on-one.
Depends
a lot of the time. A lot of the time, the wolf won't bother because the risk reward is too high, like, yeah, in terms of the risk, because they don't want it. They'd probably kill the dog, yeah, but they'll get hurt in, yeah, the process, and they won't want to risk it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, wolves don't usually operate by themselves either. They work in packs.
That's true.
So it's like, say you have two German Shepherds.
Yeah.
And they're out there, big, powerful dogs. Mm. Two German Shepherds versus a pack of wolves, they're not going to win that fight. Like, you know what I mean?
Right. But that goes again.
Even one-on-one.
It all depends how hungry those wolves are. Because, like, some of those wolves are getting badly hurt if they're fucking going after something. Because, yeah, they have to get through the dogs, and then they have to, yeah, get to their prey. Which they might just decide, we're probably not going to get something out of this.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
Fucking, but it's a tough balance to live with. Like, we live in this world where we have this, you know, even farming, it's not natural. Fucking,
the farming's not natural?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Fucking, nothing else farms.
Well, I mean, yeah, but we don't. I mean, Jesus Christ, we're going on a much different route with it.
Still, I'm just saying, like...
Yeah, human beings are different than other animals. Like, I mean, I get that.
You know what I mean? Like, they see a free situation to take advantage of. You know what I mean? And I just think we have to live with that. We got to find our own ways to deal with it. We shouldn't interfere with their lives. They're just fucking... They're Darwinism. They're fucking... survival of the fittest, you know what I mean?
Yeah, in that case, then you should kill them if it's Darwinism.
You're not eating the wolf, though.
What if they do eat the wolves? What if they decide?
I don't think they are.
I don't think they are, but what if that was the answer? You can't do it unless you're going to use the wolf. I'd be like, okay, well, I'll use his pelt, and I'll eat him.
Feed him. That makes it better, but I mean...
Feed him to your hogs.
Nowadays, you got to think how much...
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
I know. I like it. Because,
yeah, that's the type of stuff people
gotta
challenge.
You got to think how much their habitat has already been pushed back. There used to be wolves across the continent.
Yep.
Everywhere. And now they're pushed to the edges of the United States in every corner. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not about destroying. Well, the funny thing is, now we view predators as nothing but a threat. Like, predator animals is nothing but a threat. Whereas when we were still in hunter-gatherer stages, obviously the predators were a threat, but we also liked the predators because you could follow them to where,
yeah,
food was.
Yeah.
You knew that if there were wolves or any other predators around, that meant that there was something large enough to feed them, which means there's something that can feed you, whether right. it's bison, buffalo, whatever.
Yeah.
Woolly mammoths back in the day.
And in that, it's like the wolves, if you're hunting the same thing, they're not going after you. They're not gonna. And if they did, they probably learned, well, a pack of wolves versus a pack of humans, that doesn't work out too well for either side.
Well, I think what happened was, I think the wolves probably got used to us getting a lot of the food. Not to mention, they probably went after the scraps. After, you know what I mean? Like,
that's kind of what happened.
Yeah,
right?
We took as much as we could. And
that's how domestication of dogs happened.
I was about to say, yeah. Well, I was going to go into that about how, like, we'd end up feeding them and stuff like that. But yeah. I was going to say, even just when we'd strip an animal's carcass of as much, literally as much meat and stuff as, you know, the hunters could carry and bring back. And by the time the humans were gone, I'm sure the wolves came in and took care of the rest.
Right.
So probably like, oh, sweet.
Right.
Free food.
Right.
We didn't have to hunt for this one. Which I think lent itself to, well, the humans have food, so I think a lot of the wolves would start going near the humans.
Yeah, they'd give them the scraps and stuff like that.
And then that friendship got created between wolf and man. I was like, oh, we can do this together.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I had this got here in my head. I had this moment in Maine, and fucking, this sounds way off topic, but me and Ben were playing football catch on the beach.
Football kick?
Football catch.
Yeah.
And I kicked the football. Like, I punted it. Mm-hmm. And it went off into a patch of woods. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, fuck. So I'm running through the woods. And Shelby runs into the woods, and she sits down in the woods. I'm like, what are you doing? The football's right next to her. I'm like, oh, shit. And I was like, I gotta bring Shelby hunting or something like that. I was like, that's fucking awesome. Fucking... never trained or nothing like that.
Dogs are good like that, man. People forget, even the, you got the tiniest, weirdest little dog, you got chihuahuas and stuff. You know what their ancestor is? That goddamn wolf running around in the woods, man. They got it in them. Even if they've been bred to be super docile, it's like, that's still in them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's still there.
But yeah, there's tons of things in the Endangered Species Act, and, I've talked about it with my brother before, who knows a lot more. He's a lot more into it right now because he's just getting out of college and stuff like that.
So he's a nutcase about it.
Yeah.
We could get your brother on here.
Yeah.
He would flip out.
But he talks a lot about how reptiles and amphibians, a lot of those are endangered. Mm. And they don't cause a lot of problems for humans, but they get killed a lot just by our habits and stuff like that. And they're kind of like... they keep the ecosystem and the whole circle of things going, like, a lot, and no one realizes that. And,
well, I'm sure, because you don't really interact with them all that much.
Yeah. And their numbers are dropping a lot, and it's a big problem, I guess. I don't know enough about it.
I don't know anything about it.
But, like, if something in these new revisions affected them, I wouldn't be for that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, what I read is that anything that is already a protected species, including endangered and threatened, everything like that, anything that is not being affected. It's only for future stuff where they're going to be like, I honestly don't know. But they said that anything that's already on the list isn't being affected.
Mm-hmm.
They're leaving that as is. I'm just going to jump to the next topic.
Yeah, sure.
So what do you think about Jeffrey Epstein? He actually killed himself, or do you think someone fucking killed him?
Someone fucking killed him.
Yeah.
It seems pretty obvious in my mind.
I'm with you. So
why would he kill himself? Fucking.
I mean, there's definitely reasons why he'd kill himself, just because he's a fucking horrible human being, and he knows that he's...
I don't know a lot about him. Fucking.
So he had an island, pedophile island, where... rich people would go and, you know, like, fuck kids.
That's fucked up. I mean, we're one less deviant in out of the fucking world.
But, like you said about him being killed, the reason that a lot of people think he was killed is because he was probably going to start giving names of people who came to the island.
Yeah.
Like Bill Clinton.
Like Bill Clinton, yeah.
Walking. Slick Willie out there. Fucking going after kids.
every time one of these things comes up and it's tied to the Clintons, though, you start reading about it. Like
anyone who's ever had any dirt on the Clintons dies.
The whole chain. And it's like, nowadays, like, how long was he in jail for before this happened? You know?
It's been a few months.
See, like...
Like, he was on suicide watch.
Right.
And he committed suicide.
They could have just said that, though, right?
What?
They could have just... The media could have just said he was on suicide watch. Or the prison could have just immediately said...
That's true. But, I mean, I think he's been on suicide watch, though. Like, for a while.
I mean, any pedophile that goes into prison is probably on suicide watch, right?
I believe he was in... solitary confinement. I think he was by himself.
Okay.
But I think, I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
But
if he is or not, though, you still look back at the chain of people that the Clintons have supposedly taken care of. But like,
fucking Jesus.
Going back to JFK Jr. and stuff like that. It's like,
what?
You heard about that one?
Oh, Jesus Christ, what the fuck are you going to tell me about this?
So like,
he's the one that went down on the plane, right?
He went down the plane, and while that was happening, it wasn't too long after that happened. He was in a race, a Senate race, with Hillary Clinton for New York, and then that happened, and she won pretty much unopposed after that. So it's
my God, this has been going on forever.
Yeah.
Holy shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's like a chance, and it's like that's one of the ones that could maybe go either way. I mean, he was in the plane in the storm and stuff like that. Right. But he wasn't in the plane, so not stuff like that. But fucking there's a whole list of stuff like that. I don't remember all the names, but that guy in 2016, that reporter that let some stuff loose or something like that.
Oh, yeah, and then he turned up.
That was, like, days later. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, he got...
Like, what else could that be? So, like...
What was it? They were like, oh, he got robbed or something. He got shot in the back of the head twice. I was like, that's not a robbery. That's an execution.
Yeah. It's like, some guy took that dude out. Fucking...
Yeah, because he said he had dirt on the Clintons.
Yeah, and it's like... How do you...
You know we're going to die now, right? Oh, we're dead.
I didn't say anything.
Hillary and Bill are monsters. Sacco said so, and so did I.
Fucking,
they kill are us.
Fucking, don't do that. I ain't saying shit to any public resources right now. But like,
you gotta take down the monsters and the government, man.
Man, it's fucked up though. When you look at the list, it's like, holy shit.
Speaking of people getting hunted down and executed. You hear about that movie, The Hunt?
Yeah. I really liked the trailer of it.
I thought the trailer looked awesome.
It was phenomenal. It looked
really cool. Really I was like, cool. Oh, shit. Yeah, but it got Universal pulled it. They canceled it because of backlash to it. Cause, see, now, I haven't seen anything. I read that there was something about that... The people being hunted were called deplorables. So, obviously, there was some, you know, a little insinuation in the movie that the people being hunted down and killed are Trump supporters. And it's pretty fucked up. It's pretty fucked up to put that in a movie. But, oh, man, like, I thought the movie looked pretty good. Like,
it looked like a great plot and everything. It
looked
like,
intense.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm upset that I got canceled.
I would have loved to watch something like that.
Oh, I totally would have gone and seen that.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like the people that were originally being hunted kind of turned the tables.
Was it an Amazon movie? Is that Amazon Prime or something like that? Or
yes.
Or whatever that...
Yeah, it was. It was Prime.
The Fire Stick or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that would have been... That looked awesome. They're fucking... I don't know what that one girl's affiliation was. She was probably military or something like that.
Oh, she was just killing those people in the convenience store?
Yeah. They're like, oh, you're in Arkansas. And they find out she's in Canada or something like that.
Yeah, European Union license plate. It was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Someday I'm going to show up at your house and be like, what state are we in? You're going to be like, what?
James, we're actually in Massachusetts, right?
We're actually in this hellhole, right? So we didn't do it yet. A little late, but we did smoke, again, Alec Bradley Gold Crowns. Yeah. But we're almost out of them. I think next time we're going to buy some big variety pack so we get a bunch of different ones. And
yeah, we can review different stuff.
Review different cigars. As far as beers this time around, we got some real generic shit. We got Miller High Life, Bud Lights, you know, pure garbage. But Sako has something good over there.
So I had one. I had wanted to try this beer for a while. It's Smittix, but it's their red ale. It's not their normal stout. For those who don't know, Smittix is it's an Irish dark beer, kind of comparable to a Guinness. But they're actually older than Guinness in Ireland, and very good beer. And I wanted to try their red ale, and it's awesome beer. I recommend it highly.
Good stuff. I've just been drinking generic shit.
Yeah, but it goes down easy.
It does, man. But anything else you want to talk about, or
we hit everything pretty much.
Yeah,
I'm all good. All
right. Till next time, motherfuckers.
See you.